going to be to the left of goaltender Logan Connors. Stone Cold wins the faceoff. The man can't get it out, but Crotchin can. He carries the center. He goes up to the right wing. He's checked by Rogenbach. Oh, that was a shot off the side of the net. That was shot in by Stokin. Stokin keeps it in again. It goes behind the net where it's played out by the defense to the point. Kept in again, this time by Crotchin. The man is looking for someone to pass it to Crotchin. He has a chance out front. He's checked at the last second by Rogenbach. What a good stick check at the last second. Rogenbach out front. Smith blocks the centering attempt. Stokin at the point. Keeps it in. Goes behind the net. McManaman gathers it up on the north wing board. She's out looking for a place to go. Tries to get it to Gronkowski. Crotchin shoots it in, however. And behind the goal, the defense for Harbor Beach picks it up. Oh, big scoring chance. McManaman couldn't control it. McCrotchin couldn't reach it. But Rogenbach has it behind the net. Just sidesteps a check from number 27, Jacob Amon. It goes down the ice. Gronkowski has to chase it down. It won't have enough for icing. They fight behind the net. It's picked up by the Pirates. The centering pass doesn't go anywhere. Crotchin keeps the puck behind the net. Play goes behind goalie Logan Connors. He's looking left and right, can't see it. Stokin has a chance. He just plays it up the boards. Amon can't keep it in and get it out. Now Amon gets out. Number 27. Jacob Amon couldn't get it out. Pass goes up the middle, Essenmaker. He can't keep it in. They give it right back to Hearn. Hearn can't shoot. Hearn gets it back. Oh, and he throws it over the top of the net and out. Faceoff will probably come out of the zone. A little scrambler there. Yeah.
Great scoring chance for Stone Cold down here at the other end with Jake Amon pulling it out of the corner, feeding it right in front. Claire McManaman just could not find the puck right there. And, you know, and then so Stone Cold's obviously got, you know, they got things under control now. And, you know, I think they're going to make a game of this.
Yep. 3-1. Pirates over Stone Cold. We got 6 minutes and 34 seconds left in the second period. Hearn backhands the puck into the Stone Cold zone where the defense has it. Pick pass out. Seaman keeps it in. Nope, it's going to be offside, so he has to wait. He gathers it in at center. Scully is checking him. It goes in. Amon checks him too. Comes to the defense and shot out to center where Mitchell Smith misses it. Goes into the DHD Pirate zone. Shot right back out. Missed by Maurer and down the ice goes Hearn. Hearn has a breakaway. He's in. Oh, he shoots. He scores! Misplayed at center ice.
Misplayed by the defense. Stone Cold again. Here we go. Defensive mishap by Stone Cold and DHD. Mitchell Hearn takes advantage of it. Beats Logan Connors on the stick side. We got a 3-goal game again.
Yep, 4-1. There's going to be an assist. I'm sure someone passed up the boards. And defense misplayed. And we have a 4-1 game. 6 minutes, 5 seconds left in the second period. Pirates 4, Stone Cold 1. Amon will take the faceoff against Hearn. Goes to number 71, Maurer. He can't get it past center ice, and it goes in the zone where Booth shoots it in for the Pirates. He's brought right back out by Amon. He comes up the center. Shot! Just misses the post. He gets the rebound off the boards, and it's covered up by goalie Jesse Rogenbach. He broke in between two players.
That was a good opportunity. He just split the two defenders and took a shot and just missed on the glove side.
Yeah. Almost a rebound. Not quite. Still 4-1. The faceoff will be to the goaltender's left. Faceoff is won. There's almost a shot on goal when they won it. Puck comes to the point. Gronkowski has trouble keeping it in. Crotchin can't keep it in. Kick comes out. Well, they do call it offside. Two players and just came out and came back in, and that's an offside call. The faceoff will be in the Pirate zone, just across the blue line. Crotchin against Hearn on the faceoff. Hearn wins the draw. He goes to number 9. Cora Capel, she shoots it up. She's looking for Booth. He misses it. It's shot back in by Stokin. Defense shoots it right back out where it's gathered up by Stone Cold at center ice. Ingram tries to break in. Can't do it. Number 99, Gronkowski, makes a right wing pass to 37, Corey Sosnowski. That doesn't work, but Sosnowski gets it again, throws it in behind the Pirate net. Gronkowski keeps it at the left point, shot behind. Rogenbach for the Pirates, just plays along the board. Stokin tries it, but can't keep it in. Oh, that's going to be a great offside. It's going to be a free out. Now they're back onside, and puck goes behind the goal where Rogenbach plays it out the center. It's misplayed on the defense and go all the way down to the Stone Cold zone where Gokowski plays it up the right side. He gets Crotch, and Crotch is breaking across. He's got Ingram with him. He can't get a pass off, and it's checked at the last second. And now Braun at center ice has got a left winger with him. Essenmaker. Essenmaker and Braun breaking in. Essenmaker takes the shot. It's deflected to the corner. Braun's looking for it, but it's played out the center where Seaman has it. Seaman plays it in, but Amon's there to get it, and Amon still has it. He's looking for someone to pass to. He gets checked to center by Essenmaker. Rogenbach has it at the defense. Seaman misplays it. Amon is heading hunting in there, can't get past it. They get a goal on a mishandle of a shot. It just sort of laid there and someone shot it in. What happened, John?
Well, Jake Amon was forechecking on the play, and you know the puck just ended up in the net. And I think Sosnowski buried the puck.
Was it Sosnowski?
Sosnowski.
Sosnowski gets the goal. It's sort of a garbage goal, and they just sat there and he shot it in.
Well, this goal was pretty much Joe Amon's. He pretty much worked for that one, and
yep.
Sosnowski just does. He reaped the rewards from there.
Yep. Okay, Sokin breaks in across the blue line. He's checked, and the puck comes out the center where it's flipped back in high and going back forward to Seaman. Seaman has it in the left corner. He just flips it out to center ice where Amon can't reach it, so Sokin has to go back for it. Sokin makes the pass. Oh, a neat check by number 8, Jordan Braun. He just stole it, broke in, but he couldn't control it. He goes back and passes it out to the blue line where it's controlled by number 3, Austin Seaman. He throws it in. Sokin has it and tries to throw it up the boards. Now Stone Cold to break out. Scully at center. Throws it in and goal. Rogenbach holds it. We'll take a break. The score is 4-2 for the Pirates over Stone Cold. 3:28 left.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron County.
And this is Tanya Oberski, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Oberski or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Oberski, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
The Huron County Expo Center. The score is 4-2. Pirates over Stone Cold. We have 3 minutes, 28 seconds left. Close game so far. Not out of hand yet.
Well, Stone Cold's playing a little better defensively. Obviously, the fourth goal they gave up was another defensive mishap.
Yes.
There's only one puck on the ice, and the defense I think they're trying to do a little too much for Stone Cold. Let the forwards and the centers do the work for them. They're getting caught with one defender back quite a bit now, and there's a lot of time left on the clock.
Yep. Face off to the right of goaltender Jesse Rogenbach. Amon will take the face off against Hearn. We have a delay. We have an equipment malfunction for Capling, so she has to be replaced. And on comes Austin Seaman to replace, and the face-off is dropped. Naaman wins it. Scooby can't control it. Langley keeps it in. Scooby goes in, can't reach it, and it goes up to the right wing boards where it's kept in by Shane Maurer. It's at the defense. The defense simply simps, Seaman simply flips it out, and Maurer has to go back for his own zone. Pass to center. Almost works, but it is gathered up by Stone Cold. Naaman brings it in, number 11. Joey Amon takes check to center by Hearn, and Hearn breaks out, and Amon comes back and returns the favor. So at center, Booth throws it in. He's in there with Smith and Hearn. They go in. The puck goes in the left corner. Hearn will get there first. Attempts to put it behind the goal in the pass, but that didn't work and is gobbled up by McLangley. Langley can't control it, and the shot goes harmless in the air from Matt Booth, and is caught by the goalie. We have a faceoff. Have an exchange of players. Still 4-2, 2 minutes, 42 seconds.